There is a hip-hop duo called Foreign Exchange that managed to create an entire album's worth of songs without ever meeting face-to-face. Yo, it's a long process from bar 1 to bar 16. And right, that's the voice of MC Fonte Coleman in North Carolina, set to the music of producer Nicolay Roek in the Netherlands. They met in the virtual world on a website called OK Player, which links hip-hop artists and fans. The chance virtual meeting of these two musicians led to a two-year transatlantic collaboration via email. Nicolay sent digital files of musical tracks. Fonte sent back lyrics. The result, a full-fledged CD called Connected. Though from the beginning, staying connected wasn't so easy.
Doing this album was how I learned computers. Like, I didn't even have a computer at my house. So pretty much the album was made by me just like using and bumming all my friends' computers and DSL lines and stuff. And that was kind of a challenge because we're 6 hours apart. It would have to me, you know, having to run over my friend's house like, yo, let me get your own computer, man. Nick is online now. I know he just got off work. And that's how we got it done for like over a year. So
I was actually juggling with my day job and trying my best to like make 10 to 12 hour shifts just to get some cash on the bank and at the same time do this album. So we both had our stuff going on, and we used to talk about that a lot.
That's Nicolay Roek there in Amsterdam. And Fonte, when you're actually doing it, would you send to Nicolay a layer and then Nicolay, you would hear it and say, wow, cool, and do something with that?
Yeah, that's essentially how it worked.
Yeah, that's what happened. But he would just send me like a rough mix down of what the end result was. So I got the chance to put it on top of the music, if you will, and mix everything down, and that would be it.
Well, let's hear actually a little bit of it. I want to ask you if you can deconstruct it in a way and break down like, oh, well, this is what I sent.
This is where actually we just started out. This is what I sent him.
This right here?
This right here.
Yep.
So, Nicolay Roek, this is yours.
This me.
What you're hearing right now is like 60 or 70 vocal parts all chopped up. And so it all climaxes right here. And then it drops, boom, boom. Thank you for the music. And that pretty much just set the tone for the album. So it's kind of like a Cliff Notes introduction to the album, I guess.
Just to help us out, say some of these lyrics which you wrote.
Okay. Thank you for the music. Thank you for my life. Thank you for the good, bad, wrong, and the right. Thank you for my laughter. Thank you for my pain. Thank you for the love I've lost and I've gained. Basically, it was just saying, like, thank you for everything. Like, all the good that happens to us, all the bad that happens to us. Because that inevitably makes us who we are. Thank you
for right now. Now, we're talking a two-year experience. Did you ever exchange information that wasn't strictly speaking about the music? I mean, did you say, you know,
oh, sure,
this great bourbon that I picked up the other day, can you get it in Amsterdam?
It would come from talking about music. I mean, we would have like a track and Fonte would send me the vocals back and something about the lyrics might grab my attention. And it might be some personal stuff. And we would talk about it. I mean, we didn't like...
I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of hard not to talk about. I mean, because a lot of lyrics on the album were really personal. So, I mean, just over the course of the album, like, he just kind of came to know me.
For instance...
Brave New World is really personal. Just to get some benefits, my girl lied to the people downtown. It's funny how we start out cool but get corroded by our quest for power and the people that behold it. It's kind of hard for that not to bleed over into the music. And by the time the album was over, me and my girlfriend had broken up. And when I told Nick, he was like, man, I'm not surprised. So it was like, we just kind of laughed about it. I mean, I was hurt, but you know, we just kind of laughed about it. It was like, well, yeah, I kind of saw it coming.
Initially, you didn't meet because, you know, you couldn't. I mean, it's a plane ticket and a long distance. But at a certain point towards the end, I'm wondering, after you became close, did you feel, like, resistant to actually meeting face-to-face because that would change things, maybe?
At first, you know, you kind of think about it. It's like, man, what if I meet him? And then, you know, everything starts making it horrible from that point out. So I was never nervous. I was really, you know, just anxious to meet him, hang out with him, and just to really kick it. So the first time we actually met was in Amsterdam.
Last spring.
Yes, mm-hmm. This is last spring.
So Nicolay Roop, there you are in Amsterdam, and Fonte Coleman comes to town. What did you think?
We had a telephone interview like a week before or maybe 2 weeks before, which was one of the first times that we actually spoke on the phone. And basically from that point on, I'm like, yeah, this is really going to happen. We're really going to meet finally. And when it did, it was real rewarding for me.
The album's out. The CD is out. Foreign Exchange.
Yep.
What happens now? Because you still live, you, Nicolay Roop, live in Amsterdam, and Fonte Coleman, you live in Raleigh. Are you going to do another one? Are you going to do another transatlantic virtual web studio experience?
Yeah. We're actually already in the process of doing it. My whole thing is if it ain't broke, ain't no need to fix it. So as long as I got an internet line and my hard drive ain't crashing on me or nothing, we gonna keep making music how we make it.
Joining me from Raleigh, North Carolina, from the studios of WUNC, is Fonte Coleman. Joining us from Amsterdam, the Netherlands, is Nicolay Roop. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you.
The duo, Foreign Exchange. Their new CD is called Connected.